Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Joined by David Ferrant, we've been talking about the Highgate Vampire, his history in psychic research, a little bit about weekend religions, earth worshippers, people who aren't trying to cast spells on you, but trying to respect Mother Earth. Let's move on here. This organization that you're a founder of, the British Psychic and Occult Society, how'd that come about?
Well, it all started with a very small group of people back in 67, local people who were interested in ghosts, exploring local hauntings and that sort of thing, local pubs. And it gradually grew, not that quickly, but we had handfuls of members, and we had membership forms, and we used to have meetings at other people's houses or even at my own house when I could. And that's how it really began. It was a very gradual process. And of course, and then the Highgate Vampire thing came along, but there were other cases before that, and that came along, and it's just going from merging. And
do you think over these years that you've been searching for truth behind these various paranormal experiences, do you have a handle on what you think might be causing, say, the Highgate Vampire or any other apparitions seen in connection with anything?
Yes, I do. But I don't want to, I don't want to bore people, but I basically come to understand it's a gradual process. That a lot of unexplained phenomena are no more, if you've got to put them in categories, like say the first category, the largest category, are no more than just transmissions or reflections of events from the past, albeit some of them aided by tragic circumstances or, shall we say, potent circumstances.
It's almost like a DVR connected to a time machine is playing back.
Something like that, yeah, and it's also dependent on conditions.
I mean, a residual echo.
Yes, but a lot of these sort of reflections, if you like, ghosts, are merely that they're just reflections. They have no more intelligence, if you like, than the video film or a television picture.
So basically, if I projected a holographic image in a cemetery, that's as real as the ghost would be.
Well, yes, except that I think these images can just, under the right conditions, one of them being the element of water, a damp atmosphere, for example, a lot of these things are actually witnessed under the conditions of low-pressure areas, as I said, or the element of water. A lot of these sightings seem to be simultaneous with this.
Interesting observation. So lots of moisture in the air, low pressure.
Yeah.
Tends
that's
to be a good
exactly.
Petri dish conditional sort of environment for these manifestations?
Yes, yes. It would also explain why a lot of them are witnessed by people who are not really expecting to see them, because they're not looking for ghosts. They just witness something which I'm quite convinced myself is just a reflection of some past event, whether it be a reflection of figures, whether it be reflections of even animals, such as dogs or cats or even bears, or even objects such as stagecoaches and all that sort of thing. I know people are quick to say they're intelligent, they're ghosts, they've got to be ghosts. I don't necessarily believe that. And the other category, I'll only tell you this very quickly, Gene, because it's a very complicated subject. The other category, of course, you've heard of a poltergeistic activity, haven't you?
Certainly.
Objects move. Yeah, apparently of their own volition, doors opening and closing, light bulbs, an effect upon electrical systems, light bulbs fading, even exploding, gas taps turning themselves on and off, and all the rest of it. I'm quite convinced that a lot of these things happen are caused by unconscious levels in the human mind itself. This is why I came to understand that maybe why a lot of these things only happen at night, because that is when the mind is obviously asleep or in a state of sleep, and the everyday thinking conscious mind actually acts as a barrier to people witnessing these things.
So you basically have to be in the proper mental state to see it. It's not something that you can just go there and take your camcorder or your iPhone with a built-in video camera and take a picture of it?
No, I don't believe it is, which is why we never do that as such. I mean, we do take pictures, but obviously that's to get a layout of a building or an object.
So you're saying also then that they can't be measured. I bring this up because we interviewed a ghost hunter last week on the show, a fellow named Jeff Stewart from a New England organization up in Vermont. And he was talking about all the elaborate electronics they use to measure these things. But you're saying that can't be done.
I'm saying that that they cannot be scientifically measured at this point in time. Doesn't mean to say that it's not. I think a lot of these things adhere to the law or laws which are not understood by science. That's not meant to sound arrogant. I'm not trying to sound arrogant.
Well, in other words, you're talking about subtle energies. We don't have the instrumentation or the technology to actually detect.
Yeah, that's it exactly. That's what I was trying to say. But it doesn't. On the other hand, it doesn't necessarily mean that these things are supernatural all the time. It doesn't mean they're due to some sort of outside forces or spiritual forces. It just means that the human psyche is very, very deep. It's got many, many, many levels contained in it. And a lot of the time, especially when people are asleep or in light sleep, these levels can come to the surface and manifest, if you like, in what is commonly called poltergeists. And this sort of thing, and they're automatically put down, well, that must be an outside being. It's trying to haunt me. And I'm sure that a lot of the time, this activity is not even realized by the people themselves that are actually causing it. In other words, that they don't realize that there's no outside ghosts coming to their flat, but there's this level of consciousness within the human mind. This is just quite natural, it would be natural if only it was understood.
Well, David, this dovetails over into the abduction phenomenon where people are having hypnagogic, what appears to me to be hypnagogic state experiences that then, almost create a life of their own. So to me, that's very intriguing because we're dealing with deep reaches within the human mind and consciousness and unconsciousness. And so you feel all this is kind of tied into manifestations of what people call ghosts or aberrations of beings, that sort of thing?
I do, absolutely. You put it a lot better than I could. I'll just try to explain it, yes, but I do. That's exactly it. That once we start to understand not so much what ghosts are, I hate the word ghost just as much as I hate the word witch, I think we'll become a lot closer to trying to understand how these things happen. And let's face it, they do happen. I mean, they've been happening for centuries all over the world. There's so many different people. And they've so far...
Excuse me for interrupting, but there have been, hundreds of thousands of years of shamanic work that has used... shall we say, exalted botanicals, compounds found in nature to elicit, a form of consciousness that allows itself to interact with something that modern science has yet to, they're not even close to being able to identify, yet these are real, real effects. So when you talk Wicca and pagan, if you will, naturalistic sort of practices, knowledge, and you add botanicals, whether it's peyote or dimethyltryptamine or some of these wonderful substances found in nature, which also are found in the human body as well, you put all that together and then you throw Hollywood into it, and we've got a really interesting scenario in the 21st century. Wouldn't you agree?
I do agree, and I suppose you could even throw that into that equation. Crystals, for example, which are formed in nature, aren't they?
David Farron joining us with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got like, I guess, 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
And that's where we get so many questions for our guests. With Gene and Chris, we have David Ferrant, paranormal investigator, who has been doing this thing since, I guess, his quest early in his teen years to discover more about our strange world. Chris, have you been able to check some of the questions we have in the Paracast forums and maybe post a few?
Yeah, and there's a couple of good ones here. David, this comes from Conrad Hartman, who has only been a member for about 3 or 4 days. But
And after this, he'll give up.
Well, no. I mean, come on. It's a Paracast. It's, I mean,
they never leave. We have people, once they join the Paracast, I'd say out of any 100 members, maybe one will leave us, and the rest just stick around.
Well, every show needs the hardcore kind of, you know, the people that help the show move and shake. Anyway, David, questions for Mr. Ferran. Do you have any stories about Limehouse? And that's a good question, because I'm aware of one or two, but let's talk about Limehouse.
Well, it's a very big area, isn't it? Are you talking about Limehouse on the north bank of the Thames? Or are we talking across purposes here? You mean Limehouse in London?
The question just says Limehouse.
It says Limehouse.
But all I can think of, the person must be referring to an area in the East End of London, which is a very, very old area, but it's quite an extensive area. It must be about over a quarter of a mile long. It's very difficult to answer, because if I can't really understand that question, I mean, he's not very specific, is he?
So we'll move on to question number two. What psychological effects of note have you witnessed in the presence of phenomena? And he goes on to say, if a given event is generated from the human mind, can the event feed back into the originating mind or another and therefore perpetuate itself? Have you experienced any changes or influences on the personalities of people after exposure to, you know, their paranormal events?
Yes, I certainly have. I used to get people, well, I still do, not used to, get people coming to see me all the time that claimed they'd had experience with psychic phenomena. Some were more serious than others. Often it would be just a case of people that seen a ghost and wanted to tell me about it, give me the details. But some people actually used to come to see me and they described experiences which they just couldn't understand. I'm thinking in particular now about the incubus and succubus, which are male and female demons. Don't like the word demon, but respectively, they're supposed to visit sleeping people at night and immobilize them when they're asleep. And they're usually awake to find a huge pressure on their chest. But whatever, they can't move, they can't scream. And in a lot of these cases, well, there's supposed to be a sexual element involved. Now, I'm not going to go into that. And I never go into
it. Okay, we've gone into it many times here on the Paracast, and as Jacques Vallée, one of my heroes, pointed out in Passage to Magonia, incubus and succubus could be sort of a proto-modern-day, you know, abduction scenario. I mean, there are so many similar elements in there. But the question, I think, is what – I'm trying to – Conrad, who posted the question, I think what he's asking is people have an experience, and it's mind-shaking, life-altering. If you follow up with those people, how has that changed their reality view? I mean, have they exhibited some sort of, like, new paranoia or new, inspiration? People, when they have, you know, I've investigated many, many cases. I've been out there and I've done that. But one thing that I've noticed is if people have life-altering experiences, it tends to be tempered by the culture that they live within. And have you, some of your long-term cases, have you noticed something interesting in how their reality view has evolved?
I've seen it to 2 degrees. I've seen it to an extreme degree, such as people that come to see me. I had one girl come to see me in 1992. She's a German girl who was living in England at the time. And she had some horrendous experiences with visitation at night from presumably an incubus. And it really had a terrible effect on her. That's one extreme. I mean, she actually went to the doctor. Things got so bad. She lost her appetite. She became prone to bouts of sleepwalking. She became she developed an aversion to bright sunlight, and she literally was almost in a suicidal state. Now, the doctor couldn't understand it. By the same token, she couldn't really explain what was happening to her because she didn't want the doctor to think he was mad. She was mad. But he did prescribe, he did confirm she was anemic, that she'd lost a lot of, or her blood wasn't thick enough or something. And he prescribed iron pills. Now, that was the doctor's solution, the physical solution. But I saw that person in a very extreme state of sort of anxiety. As I said, she was almost becoming suicidal. That's why she came to see myself.
But give us a time frame. I mean, what sort of time frame are we talking about?
All this happened within 2 or 3 months, and it happened quite regularly. The year was 92, but it had been happening to her for a few months, and I tried everything I could do to help her. I suggested that she move the bed in the room where she was sleeping. Could have been the position of the bed. But it kept coming back. The same thing kept happening to her again and again. That's one extreme when you could say that these experiences do affect people. And the other, as you mentioned, it can give people a sort of a new insight into that there must be something beyond material life, and it makes them fascinated.
Well, inspired. Inspired.
Yeah, and they want to explore it further. They want to explore it further, yeah.
Well, there we go, Gene. You know, we're talking about someone who has been out in the field for over 40 years, has been able to do some, you know, long-term monitoring of key cases. And we have, you know, what I think is an important element in this whole investigative realm, and that is the impact of these experiences on the people that experience them and how it reverberates, you know, down in their lives and how that spawns off and even inspires or informs, educates people that are close to them. This is something that you don't hear anybody in the field of paranormal investigation, God forbid ufology, ever talking about or addressing. It's the impact of these experiences as they reverberate out into culture. And I, you know, David, you know, you're a stick-to-it-of-it guy.
We have to tell everybody we have David Farrant with us, with Gene and Chris, because you're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid, proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
In the world of paranormal phenomena with David Ferrant, we talked about earlier the Highgate vampire, all the various investigations he's been on. He's been answering questions from our listeners. And David, we definitely appreciate your lengthy answers and your information. Chris, do we have any more questions left?
We do. This one comes, this is more of a commentary. This comes from, I can't even pronounce the name, Gene, but they've been a forum member since May 20th. You
I
might
think
want
part of
to
it is
drop an itsy-bitsy hint off to Mr. Ferrant and suggest calmly that if he doesn't want to focus on Highgate, then maybe he shouldn't focus on Highgate. And then there's some sort of link to over 200 web discussion pages on Highgate. Now, I think that's a rather unfair question or comment.
I don't
comment,
think it's a question. I think it's a ridiculous comment, and I think we should just leave it.
Okay.
Well, yeah. Oh, you know what? Forget about it. We'll accept the comment because everyone has a right to their opinion, and we'll go from there. Let's go to some more questions from somebody who is nameless.
Yeah, there's 3 questions. Sorry, a bit greedy, Gene. Hello, David, and hope you are well. Having lived in Crouch End for a while, although not there presently, I was wondering if you had any ruminations about this area. I found there was definitely something going on here, but couldn't quite put my finger on it. I believe it used to be quite bohemian, I think. In the 60s, there was even a Stephen King story set there, too. What about that? Crouch End, does that ring a bell?
Well, Crouch End is very, very close to Highgate, where I actually live at the moment. And he's right, that it is a very sort of, always has been a very sort of bohemian area, almost as if it's almost self-contained and it's not really a part of London. There's been quite a few incidences of ghosts down there. None come to mind at the moment except maybe the old Gothic mansion, which is in Avenue Road, which is actually on the outskirts of Crouch End, which we investigated some years ago, 1973. The house was originally built, I can't give you the date, but it's a couple of hundred years old, and it was burnt out by fire, and there were quite some very potent stories about neighbours there seeing ghostly figures in the area, and that house is quite well known, or was at the time. I'm certainly familiar with that one. We actually went to the house and we took photographs there, and we actually spent a couple of vigils there at night to try and find out the causation for some of these hauntings. Yeah.
Chris, you are moving to the next question.
Well, here's another question from Nameless. Also wondering if you had any info on the supposed witch and subsequent curse on Alexander Palace.
Is that it? It's a very simple question. The answer is no, I don't have any personal experience of it. I can confirm that it was a legend. I mean, as far as I remember, and I should know, it's only about a mile away from where I live. Alexander Palace was built in 1875, around that period. And funny enough, I believe it had only been open for a couple of weeks. It was a brand new building, very popular, before it was destroyed by fire, if memory serves me correctly. And then it had to be rebuilt after that, not to open until about 7 years later. And then, of course, we had another fire there in 1980. I believe it was in July. And it was a very, very serious fire. And it lost most of its roof. And there were loads of rumours going around that it was because the palace had been built on sacred ground.
Now, is this in close proximity to the Highgate area or Crouch End?
I'd say it's in close proximity to both. I'd say from where I'm sitting at the moment, it's not more than a mile away. That is Alexander Palace. It's very high up. And, of course, it was destroyed by fire again. And that, two of these rumours, sounded to have been subject to a witch's curse, hence the two fires there. But I can't really say much more than that.
So you really have not come up with some individual that said, this place is cursed and blah, blah, blah. It doesn't matter what they try to do. You know, some sort of witch being burned or some deathbed, you know, curse on the site. There's nothing like that in the research that you have found.
No. But I've certainly heard those rumors, yeah. I'm sorry not to be more specific, but I can't really make things up that haven't happened. But I've certainly heard those rumors, yeah, that Alexander Palace was, in fact, the victim of a curse, a witch's curse, because it just happened to be built on sacred ground. Well, it happened to be built in the wrong place.
Right.
I have heard that much, yeah.
Let me ask you a sideways question here before Chris gets into the final section of the comments from our listener, Nameless. And that is, of all the cases that you've investigated over the years, and there's got to be quite a few, have you found any or many hoaxes?
Yes, I certainly have. I certainly have found quite a few hoaxes. Not that many.
Well, you said quite a few, and you said not many, so I'm confused.
Okay.
But I'm always confused. What the heck?
It's okay. I'm sorry. It's probably my fault for confusing you a little. There were a lot of hoaxes concerned with the Highgate Vampire case.
So they use it as a means of entertainment. In what sense, hoaxes?
Yeah.
They just fake the apparition's appearance?
Well, they glom onto it, Gene. You know, everybody wants, you know, it's like when there's a dead cow, you know, a real mutilation reported in the southwest United States. And then if the newspapers get a hold of it, then boom, you know, 3-4 weeks later, every dead cow has been mutilated and aliens are coming to gather genetic material, blah, blah, blah.
You mean
blah.
They're not?
No, Gene.
Oh, sorry about that.
I'd agree with that, actually. I'd have to agree with that.
Now, have there been any cases here, hoaxes, where it really took a little bit of work to figure out it was a hoax? It wasn't just obvious?
No, not many come to mind, except the Highgate Vampire case, and the hoax was really in the fact that people kept making up stories about it, which didn't really happen.
Is it a case of having the creature or entity or apparition do things that in general those who have these experiences never report? Is that part of it? I mean, how do you separate this? If someone sees something at the cemetery and they report it to you and say, okay, David, this is what happened, and then someone else makes up the same report, how do you separate them?
Well,
no, Gene, hold on. Before David answers that, it's people that hear that something strange or spooky is going on up there, and they go up there quivering with anticipation, and the slightest little shadow or
Chris,
hat,
I'm not talking about that. I understand misidentification. You get people excited about UFOs and every light in the sky is a UFO. You get people excited about ghosts and other apparitions, and everything they see is a ghost. I'm thinking of somebody who goes to the extent of saying, we're going to fake it either by using somebody wearing a ghost costume or just saying they saw something that they didn't see. Is that the sort of fakery we're seeing?
Okay, so you're talking about people that are hoaxing events. You're not talking about the people experiencing.
That's why I said fakes.
Okay, I didn't understand.
Yes, sir. Let's take a few seconds to pull this off. If you want to get in touch with us, there are several ways. One is to write us, news@thepowercast.com. Once again, that's news@thepowercast.com. On Twitter, we are The Powercast, @ThePowercast on Twitter, if you want to send us a tweet. Or check our forums, forum.thepowercast.com, forum.thepowercast.com. David Ferrant joining Gene and Chris. You're in
The Powercast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to DreamHost.com/radio, DreamHost.com/radio. Whether it's personal mail, whether it's business email, you want reliable, dependable delivery, freedom from spam, freedom from viruses. Well, Polaris Mail offers professional email hosting services for your personal or small business use. Each account uses 25 gigabytes of storage, an easy-to-use webmail interface, and full mobile sync. Sign up today for a 30-day free trial at PolarisMail.com, PolarisMail.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best or less guarantee.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
How much are you spending on your protein? Did you know that at normal cooking temperatures, you lose 50% or more of the amino acids that make up your protein? This means you're throwing away 50% of your money when eating cooked proteins, and you're burdening your organs of elimination. Proteins are vital to your health, but to get the full benefit, they must come into your bloodstream as undamaged amino acids. One World Whey is processed in a unique manner to protect the amino acids so they're easy to digest and use at the cellular level. The health benefits of undamaged whey protein are well documented. They are healing, reduced inflammation, increased levels of glutathione, detoxification, weight loss, muscle gains, more energy, and a better sense of well-being. If you want to have the energy to achieve your dreams, consider adding One World Whey to your diet. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Kurt Southern, the author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
David Ferrand joins us, and I think the question that I posed, and this is our final segment here of the episode, and that is, do you have evidence of people faking an episode, Highgate, anywhere else, actually faking what happened?
Okay, well, let me give you an example. There were some pictures of the so-called Highgate vampire that were produced on the BBC television in London and the ITV television in London, and also on French television. And there were pictures of the Highgate vampire after it had supposedly been staked in its coffin. Now, these pictures were shown, as I said, publicly on television, and the people that made the claim maintained that this is how they found. They eventually found the Highgate vampire, in quotes. They tracked it down to its coffin, well, where its coffin lay, and they dragged it out into the garden. They staked it through the heart because it had to be destroyed. It gave off a terrible scream as if from the bowels of hell, and it disintegrated. But just before it disintegrated, they managed to take photographs of it. And then they produced these photographs on national television, and they maintain that this was evidence that the Highgate vampire existed.
It's kind of like the story of somebody keeping the remains of Bigfoot in a refrigerator.
Something like that, yeah. So I would say that was an outright hoax, yeah. I mean, you did ask me for an example of a hoax.
No, I understand. Obviously, it sounds like one, because the point you're making here is that if you see the Highgate vampire, you cannot photograph it. It won't show up.
Well, in theory, yeah, that's it.
But you don't know of anybody who actually took out their iPhone camera or their digital camera, went to the Highgate Cemetery, saw something,
no,
and tried to take a picture?
No, I don't.
Okay.
No, I don't.
Chris, we had one more question left.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised, before I go on to this last question, I wouldn't be surprised if somebody happened to be taking a picture there and something showed up on their camera image that they didn't see when they took the shot, that then could be spun into something anomalous. But I think we've, David, we've already kind of covered this ground, but Nameless says, lastly, I wanted to know if you think attitudes to the occult have changed, and if there was still a stigma / persecution attached to occultists and occultism. He says, I say in this regard to your own experiences and those of the likes of Genesis P. Orridge, Gerald Suster, etc. Thanks for all your time and all the best.
I think I can answer that question by saying, really, I mentioned it at the beginning of your show.
Exactly.
Just to reiterate, basically, I don't believe basic attitudes towards the occult and the way this is associated with black magic and Satanism, completely blown out of all proportion. That has to be connected with black magic and Satanism, I should say. So those attitudes have not changed, because it's the very people that are making those assumptions that are really responsible for giving genuine psychic investigations a bad name. Psychic investigations, if they are meant to be carried out, and Wicca, if it comes to that, the actual religion itself, are nothing to do. I do stress this, I'm sorry to repeat myself, but it is an important point, and nothing to do with Satanism, nothing to do with black magic. And most importantly of all, I better qualify this.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, listen, people, listen.
I was just going to say that I myself have never been involved in Satanism or black magic. And in fact, I've always warned people of the dangers of becoming involved in it for many years now. Do you think that answers the question, okay?
I think you did. And I would underscore it by saying there are certain things that are going on in our reality that we can't define scientifically yet.
Yes, I agree with you, yeah.
This is a proto-science. We are proto-scientists, if you will. And at some point, I think the data and our ability to log the data and detect and measure it is going to overwhelm the mystery. And I think at some point, location-specific sites, like haunted sites or UFO hotspot areas, are going to be the linchpin for discovery. We're actually going to be able to come up with the kind of data that we need to present to academia and to the scientific community and go, you can't explain this away. So get busy. Help us out. You know, and my hat's off to you, David. You've done a great job over a lot of years. I'm not as familiar with your work as I'd like to be and will be. But, you know, it's unsung heroes in the trenches like you. Stan Gordon in Pennsylvania, almost 50 years. He's been, doggedly doing the field investigative work. Philip Hoyle up in the Shrewsbury area, the animal pathology research unit. I mean, there's a lot of people around this planet that are really doing the work. They're not looking to be, you know, some sort of cultural heroes. They're actually doing the work, interacting with people that have experiences that can't be readily explained. And, you know, my hat's off to you. Continued success in your work. I'd love to dovetail some of my connections here in the U.S. and especially in the EVP realm that I've been involved with here for the last few years. You know, my hat's off to you, and continue inspiring others out there to take up the mantle of the investigator, and let's take this thing down, you know, take the ball down the field, you know. Get out of the scrum.
Yeah. For those of us who want to get out of the scrum, David Ferrant, tell us how to get in touch with you and maybe give us a little bit more information about British Psychic and Occult Society.
Well, really, the best thing to do, if you don't mind me, if you don't mind me advertising, it's really...
Go ahead, advertise it. You have the next 2.5 minutes to do it.
Right, well, I'm not going to start advertising my books, but they are there on my website. My website is quite easy to find. It's just the usual www thing, and it's just my name, davidfarrant.org. And that goes onto my website, and there's quite a lot of information on there which people can read as articles and all stuff like that, in case anybody might be interested. Yeah.
Now, do you have regular memberships, like someone gets a magazine or gets a membership card or something like that?
Yeah, we have membership cards. We have membership forms, membership cards, and all that sort of thing. But we could send that information if anybody's interested and they contact me, and the details are on my website. Yeah, sure. I'd be happy to speak to anybody that's really interested in the subject.
I would assume also someone has an unusual experience where they are.
Oh, and those, yes, too, because I'm still in the process of writing my books, and I'm always looking out for new information from genuine people, genuine experiences. That's not to say that people aren't genuine in general, but we really appreciate any information about people's experiences here. I'd love to hear them. I'd love to be contacted.
Now, is it restricted to the UK or anywhere in the world?
It's mostly restricted to the UK, especially if we have to visit people.
Otherwise, you go broke from the travel fees real fast.
Well, yeah, let's be honest. I mean,
there isn't that kind of money in this business.
No, there isn't.
No.
That doesn't mean to say we won't contact people, Gene. I mean, even if they write from far afield, from Australia or New Zealand, they will be answered, yeah.
Cool.
That works. Chris, let's look at what you have. We have people who are in the final stages, I hope, of redesigning OurStrangePlanet.com.
Yeah, we could be talking about the inaugural reintroduction of OurStrangePlanet.com.
OurStrangePlanet.com, it's going to migrate from the old format into a spiffy, brand-new WordPress format, just like all the publications around the world, like the New York Times using WordPress and the Wall Street Journal, and OurStrangePlanet.com, and also, of course, theparacast.com. You can contact us, news at theparacast.com. Once again, that's news at theparacast.com. On Twitter, we are The Paracast. If you still want to use Twitter, you can also find a Paracast fan club on Facebook. We haven't mentioned that before, but we have one on there. Isn't that amazing? Who could have thunk it? David Farrant, thanks for joining us this week on the Paracast.
Thank you for asking me onto your show, Gene. Oh, and you, Chris. And it was so nice to be here. Thank you.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.